Y'all know what time it is. The Pro Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer here for another edition of this podcast. Your very first time listening to the show, thank you so much again for the latest episode of the show, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, and more. Of course, spring sports are about to come to a close here very shortly. Track and field, men's, women's golf had their Big 12 tournaments, and so much more. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening or the weekend to do so. This is the weekend preview of the show as the sun is shining right now, recording this latest episode. Hey! Oh, by the way, K-State Nation, this is the first day in the month of May, May 1st, 2026. Glad you can be with us here. If you're not subscribed to the show, then I would advise you to go ahead and do that. Right now, we'll have some episodes come out this weekend, per usual. We don't stop after 5 o'clock on Friday night. Nope. Or Friday late afternoon. However you want to categorize that. We keep it moving throughout the week. This daily Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports. All right. So, getting into it real quick. Baseball, right? They're going to get us started tonight. 5:30 against 18th, couldn't see that for a minute, 18th ranked West Virginia. And I have not looked at the Big 12 standing, and I'll be straight up, I have not looked at it. Of course, I'm going to be doing that. All right, yeah, okay. All right, so I have not looked at the Big 12 standings yet of baseball. We're going to do that right now as I finally get the right tab up here, so I apologize about that. In case they have fallen, they were like 6. Or at one point, a three-way tie for fifth or sixth place, and now they have fallen back. Of course, it doesn't help when you get swept by your in-state rival, Kansas. And now you're going to be playing West Virginia, who is currently, if you want to, they're the fourth team on this list. And, one tie for second. Technically, you can say you're tied for third with TCU. West Virginia, 28-12. 13-8 in conference play. Your K-State Wildcats have fallen. They have lost 4 straight, including losing, getting walked off by Nebraska the other night, early this week. 26-19, 9-12 in Big 12 play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, damn. So if you take the ties out of the equation, West Virginia is technically 4th. K-State baseball is 9th. Ooh. So, double oof right there. And the road doesn't get any easier. And you still got to play UCF in the end of the year. And in the forecast right now, it ain't looking good. It's not looking good for this team right now. You're going to have to go up there. And now you got to go up, find a way to try to stay with West Virginia. We'll have to see about that there as Pete Hughes, the manager of this of the baseball team for Kansas State. Guys, such rants right now. There's been, hey, even up to this point, there's been a lot of missed opportunities for this team. They should have a few more wins in the bank, and they do not. As far as past the Big 12 tournament goes for this team, I have no idea. I don't think, unless they go on a miraculous run and, you know, win the conference, I'm having a hard time seeing this team play past the Big 12 tournament. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building for another weekend preview on the first day of May. I can't believe it's May, folks. It is already May in 2026. That's crazy. That's probably because work probably going way too fast. People asking me to, again, people asking me to come in on my day. That's been too, don't get me started on that. Anyway, so we turn attention to that. All right, so, and then of course, for tomorrow, West Virginia game 2, and of course, even though every day of the show, we'll have postcasts of all the series, despite, yes, K-State baseball is kind of fatiguing a little bit, if you want to say, but, or maybe not. You got to prove me wrong. Hopefully it starts later on this afternoon. 5:30 again, first pitch. I didn't even say the time. 5:30, first pitch. And then you have game 2. I might even see the start who's starting that game? I got it, because James Gaillette was used early in the midweek game. So it could be Lincoln Sheffield. We'll double check with the notes on that here in a minute. We'll double back on that. West Virginia tomorrow, game two at three. Amen. But then before that, your women's volleyball team, head coach Jason Mansfield. We had an episode several weeks back about the new folks, new ladies on that team. It's going to be a different ball game this year, but from the way I've been hearing several individuals, and one that pops up immediately to my mind is Addison Massey, the talented freshman. They're going to be having their purple versus white alumni game. So the alumni of K-State Volleyball from the past, and even the current alums, they're going to have their game tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Manhattan, Kansas, obviously. Why would you go anywhere else for that? So the alumni of K-State Women's Volleyball, we have talked about some good wins on this show since the inception of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State Sports. Purple versus white alumni game. Obviously, we're not going to have a conversation about that because it's alums. I'm sure they'll be okay with that. And then, so, got that going on as well. And then, there's nothing Monday. So, we'll fast forward on that. And then the finale, West Virginia, noon. That's 1 o'clock over there, West Virginia time. So, there's that. So, can they turn this around? And they got to do it quick. And while I'm thinking about that, hold up a minute. While I'm thinking about that, the rest of that schedule, I know we went over that schedule before entering Big 12 play. We're going to check that out again here real quick. Let me scan real quick here for the rest of May. So, West Virginia and on the road this year, their record on the road is better, K-State baseball is, than at Twin Family Stadium. Who would have said that? Who had that on a K-State bingo card in the last calendar year? Not me. that's for sure. 9-7 for this K-State baseball team. So let's not rule it out yet. But at home, they've been not good. And that's going to be costly. That's going to be costly for this team. I just don't know what's happened at Twin Family Stadium with this baseball team this year. Usually, home field advantage. It doesn't matter whether it's we talked about games in the past where K-State upset guys, upset teams, right? So I don't know what's going on there. So West Virginia this weekend, Missouri State, your midweek game on Tuesday, and then you got to turn around and try to get back revenge with Omaha. You have to. These games, right? I don't care at this point. Missouri State, you lost to Omaha a few weeks ago. Again, honestly, you're better than that team, but for whatever reason, Omaha steps up to the plate and outplays you every time. You got to get that game, get those games there, and whatever you can muster in Morgantown this weekend, that will help. And then you have Cincinnati next weekend, and then UCF to wrap things up. So it looks like to me, what we got here. This is gonna be a tough stretch here. So busy stretch of games coming up here. West Virginia, and then you have a day off. Missouri State, you got to go to Missouri State, and then you got to come back to Manhattan, Toyton Family Stadium, to take on Omaha to finish off that 1-1, and then Cincinnati that same week. So you have three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You have eight games in a span of 10 days for this baseball team. So you, and since, do I have that schedule standings pull up? Yeah, Cincinnati, you're better than that team. Cincinnati's better than you. right now. So you got a chance to gobble up some wins here, make a late run, and then you got to play the second place team in the conference. No, third place team, technically, because they're tied for second, UCF. And I believe that's in Orlando. So to wrap things up in mid-May. So time's running out. Time is running out for the team. And then, of course, you have the Big 12 tournament. Right there afterwards. So no rest for BP Hughes team right now, as they got to get it going. They got to get it going. It starts later on this afternoon. It's time to make that late run somehow. Somehow, some way, they got to win baseball games at this point. The Pearl Barger Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this weekend preview. We are closing in on the end of spring sports at Kansas State. Now, I got the notes here. Let me see here. Let me see if I can get game one at least here. Yeah, so with James Gaillette pitching the other day against Nebraska, it's going to be scheduled start. At least we'll focus on today. Taswell Butler for K-State here later on this afternoon. Again, well, when this comes out, this game will still be playing. So I just want to give you a heads up. I want to give you a heads up about that. Taswell Butler on the mound taking on Max Yeal of West Virginia. And I'm wondering if Coach Hughes thinking here. I'd rather throw out Lincoln Sheffield. So I don't know what's behind that here. You need to win the baseball game, baby. Come on now. So we'll see what happens. Hey, we'll see what happens. Come 5:30, of course. We'll have the postcast, obviously, there for you guys all weekend long. If anything else pops up, like recruiting news and things like that. And yes, I know I've been saying it. Those episodes that I recorded a couple weeks ago on the men's basketball team, they're going to start trickling out. So be looking out for that. I might even record one or two more later today here for you guys, so you guys are squared away throughout the weekend. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, which is core Kansas State content, baby. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, make sure, again, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.